Good afternoon, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Jefferson Weaver has the afternoon off. Deputies are searching for a bandit who held up the Dollar General store on U.S. 701 North in Whiteville on Wednesday. The black male suspect displayed a handgun and got away with $667 in cash. Two men have been charged with illegal dumping and felony larceny. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office said Sean Willis, age 20, and Jashawn Brown, age 23, were held under a secured bond after disposing of materials on Maltsby Road. You can look for more on this story later at columbuscountynews.com. An elderly woman was found safe after she wandered away from her home near Chadburn on Tuesday. The 93-year-old was located while sheriff's deputies were gathering information and beginning a search. Early campaign signs led to some confusion among voters on Tuesday. Signs for the sheriff's race had many thinking that the election was Tuesday. Filing for countywide offices doesn't even begin until December 1st, but all four Republican candidates for sheriff have been campaigning hard since October. Races for the March 3rd primary vote include the sheriff, clerk of the Superior Court, register of deeds, and others. November 6, 2026 is General Election Day. Halloween got rather scary for a number of drivers as the Sheriff's Office Booze It or Lose It campaign made for a busy night. A total of 131 traffic violations, ranging from speeding to drugs, were reported. Six fugitives were picked up during the operation. The effort is made possible by funding from the Governor's Highway Safety Program. The North Carolina Rate Bureau has requested an overall 68.3% statewide average rate increase for dwelling insurance policies, which typically cover rental homes and vacation homes. The proposed hike would phase in over a two-year period. The last time the Rate Bureau made a dwelling rate filing was July of 2023, when it requested an average statewide increase of 50.6%. After negotiation, the Department of Insurance and the Rate Bureau reached a settlement for an overall average rate increase of 8%. Comments will be accepted on the proposal through November 19th. You can see our story at columbuscountynews.com for more information. November 11th is Veterans Day, and the Columbus County Veterans Day Parade is in downtown Whiteville Saturday at 11 a.m. Nakina's Veterans Parade and Celebration is Sunday at 2 p.m. The Veterans Memorial Park will be hosting a ribbon-cutting ceremony for their new service center at the park on November 11th at 11 a.m., and there will also be a special ceremony at the courthouse in Whiteville November 11th at 11 a.m. Donations are needed for the Lake Waccamaw Food Bank for their Thanksgiving distribution on November 22nd. If you'd like to donate a turkey or contribute to purchase one for a needy family, call 910-641-7017. The goal this year is to help 200 families. Families First is going back in time Saturday as this year's Columbus and Bladen's Got Talent heads for the 1990s. The nonprofit will celebrate 30 years of service to domestic violence survivors in Bladen and Columbus counties. There will be prizes for the best 90s attire, DJ C. Nice, and of course, local celebrities given their own interpretation of the icons of the time period. The event is happening Saturday from 6 until 9 p.m. at Vineland Station in Whiteville. Butch Pope will once again be the master of ceremonies. Call 910-642-5996 for tickets. The Columbus County Disaster Coalition will host Faith and Preparedness November 13th at 4 p.m. at Vineland Station. The free event is an opportunity for church leaders to discover resources for their congregation, as well as to see how they can help during emergencies. Registration is required, and participants are asked to bring only three people per church. Go to ColumbusCountyDisasterCoalition.com to register. Evergreen Fire Department will host its annual turkey shoot beginning on Friday. Only stock guns with a 32-inch barrel or less may be used. There will be food, drinks, and prizes every night. The shoot will be held every Friday and Saturday night, along with the November 26th shoot at the firehouse. Cerro Gordo Volunteer Fire Department will host its pancake dinner and open house November 15th from 5 until 8 p.m. They will be holding an open house for their new fire station during the dinner. Everyone is welcome, and donations will be accepted. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Get ready for some hometown holiday magic. The Carolina Arts proudly presents a hometown Christmas party Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn. Bring the whole family for a day of fun and cheer. Get photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We'll have games, contests, prizes, and delicious refreshments. Plus, enjoy a live performance by magician Renzi Norris bringing real Christmas magic to life. Here's the best part. Kids get in free when accompanied by an adult. Up to 3 children per adult, please. And it's only $5 for adults. Space is limited, so register today at thecarolinaarts.com. We're also in need of monetary donations, and you can do that at thecarolinaarts.com as well, or call 910-477-8080. And we'd like to thank Columbus County News for helping us sponsor this event. That's Saturday, November 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn, presented by The Carolina Arts.